Hospitals definitely face challenges when it comes to disposing of their waste, but there's no denying that recycling can be a bit confusing for everybody, especially when you throw terms like biodegradable, natural, and compostable into the mix. If you see that on a label, does it mean it goes into the recycling bin or the compost bin? In this story from our archives, reporter Hadley Robinson headed out to a local green waste facility to figure it out.
The Sonoma Compost Company is just off Highway 101, northwest of Petaluma. All day, trucks haul in plant materials and haul out soil.
This here is our standard Sonoma compost, and this here is our high test that has was composted with the chicken feathers and has a 2.5% nitrogen in it, so it's great for vegetable growing.
Will Bax operates the compost facility, and to his mind, those incoming trucks are carrying two types of things. There's plant material and food scraps from kitchens and yards across Sonoma County. That's what the trucks are supposed to be carrying. Then there's what they're not supposed to be carrying.
Yeah, look at all that plastic, huh?
Yeah, it's a real problem.
Bax has been operating the Petaluma facility for 26 years. It processes about 300 tons of green waste a day. That's about 1,000 pickup trucks full. In the last few years, though, Bax and his crew have noticed an increasing amount of what's known as compostable plastic.
We have over here about 5 to 6 people working on it at the sorting before it goes in the grinder. And then I have still 1 to 2 people cleaning up between the windrows out here of compost.
Here's the thing. Bax doesn't take plastics, not any plastics. Instead, his employees spend lots of time picking out those supposedly compostable forks and bags and throwing them in the trash.
Whenever the window turner goes through it, it kind of pushes the plastic to the outside, and so we rake that up again.
That's right. If you dropped it in the compost bin in Sonoma County, the compostable fork you felt so good about using probably went to the landfill. Bax explains that when compost includes plastics, the resulting soil isn't considered organic. That means it can't be sold to organic farmers.
It is extremely effective in consumer confidence when they see that you go through the efforts of making it meet the standards for organic growing. It really enhances the confidence they have in these materials.
Apart from wanting to stay organic, Bax has a lot of hesitation about compostable plastics. He says they used to be made exclusively from plants, but that's changed as the industry has grown.
On a lot of products, you will not see anymore that it says corn or potato, because they make compostable plastics out of oil-derived material right now, too. Hmm. And so a lot of these compostable plastics are, some of them, 100% petroleum-based.
How can a compostable thing be petroleum-based?
The molecular structure is such that the microbes can consume it.
In other words, it isn't identical to oil, but it's derived from it. The city of San Francisco sees plastics in its compost differently.
There's almost no difference between a corn cob going in on one end with a corn cup and both coming out as finished compost.
Jack Macy is the city's commercial zero waste coordinator. Like a growing number of cities, San Francisco is trying to divert as much waste from landfills as possible. A plastic that is fully compostable, meaning it can be consumed by organisms within 180 days, achieves that goal. So San Francisco will take any plastic that meets this compostability standard, no matter what it's made from. Macy does have some concerns, mostly about consumer confusion. Companies like Coca-Cola now offer plastic bottles that they advertise as plant-based. They're not compostable, but the big green leaf on the logo might make you think otherwise.
Well, because it's plant-based, it actually doesn't change the final chemistry of that bottle, and it's just as a durable, non-degradable plastic as if it was made from petroleum. So it is not compostable or degradable in any meaningful sense.
Macy's other concern is over labeling.
So if you see the word degradable or biodegradable on a product, you should be very wary and not consider it compostable and really not use it.
Under a 2008 California law, plastics can't be labeled biodegradable and can only be labeled compostable if they meet specific standards, like completely breaking down within 6 months. Even so, many companies use the word biodegradable freely. This past October, Attorney General Kamala Harris put some teeth in the legislation, filing suit against 3 water bottle companies for mislabeling. Macy says consumers shouldn't let themselves be tricked.
To the extent that it might break down, it's even worse in a landfill. So it's not recyclable, it's not compostable, it's just as bad as litter. There's no benefit to its end of life. It's a greenwash, and don't waste your money on it.
There's a lot of money at stake here. Plastics that meet the compostable standard are more expensive. At Costco, 1,000 compostable forks cost nearly $65, while 1,000 regular plastic forks are $37. Will Bax of Sonoma Compost says this makes it even more important for people to know exactly what they're buying.
For the consumer, it's very important because they are paying extra money for these products. And, you know, it's like, are they just wasting it? I mean, literally taking it to the landfill? Or is it a good thing that they're doing it?
Bax also questions the whole concept of growing plastic from plants, just to turn it back into soil.
All the embedded energy of making it, growing the corn, which is a heavy fertilizer, you has heavy pesticide, use a heavy water user, then it needs to be processed, then there's the transportation. All of that energy is destroyed in the composting process.
And at that point, he says, composting those plastics might not even be worth it.
I would definitely look more at recycling them than composting them.
Every day we make decisions based on our environmental values. A wooden stirrer or a reusable spoon to mix your to-go coffee. Organic vegetables or local ones. We want the decisions to be straightforward, but sometimes they're not.
I think that people come from a good place. They, you know, it's like I think that most of us here, particularly the Bay Area, feel that whatever we can do to make a better environment, we are willing to pay a little extra for that. And so when you see compostable plastic, everyone knows that compost is good for the earth. Naturally, we think that we're doing the right thing.
The U.S. Composting Council is studying the impacts of compostable plastics. So in a few years, we may see new standards for what that term means. But for now, with everybody eager to save the earth, it's composters like Will Bax who are left holding the proverbial compostable trash bag. For CrossCurrents, I'm Hadley Robinson.